Pulse is a place where the international community really comes together. When I work at the door, I see IDs from all over the world, and people just get there because they can be themselves.
Armed with a semi-automatic AR-15, he opened fire, indiscriminately shooting more than 100 patrons.
I can hear the shotguns closer, and I look over, and he shoots the girl next to me.
This attack occurred during the very month when we recognize and celebrate our LGBT brothers and sisters.
Love will always win underneath the skin. Everybody's got a pulse.
Welcome to This Way Out, the international LGBT radio magazine. I'm Greg Gordon. In the headlines this week, Kenya's highest court legalizes gay anal probes, and Pride marches peacefully in Kiev and Seoul, but gets banned in Istanbul. Overshadowing those stories, however, was the horrendous carnage at a gay night spot in Orlando, Florida. We're devoting our entire program this week to coverage of the massacre at the Pulse.
Feel my pulse. Can't you see that I'm Scott? I'm just the same as you are, so just feel my pulse.
Today we're dealing with something that we never imagined and is unimaginable.
Orlando, Florida Mayor Buddy Dyer.
And it is with great sadness that I share we have 50 casualties. There are another 53 that are hospitalized.
An LGBT bar in Orlando, Florida, the Pulse, was the target of a homophobic ISIS-inspired attack in the wee hours of June 12th.
That tragic news was just breaking when This Way Out's Lucia Chappell filed that report on last week's program. While the motives of the gunman remain elusive, much has come to light since then. As the world tries to comprehend the nightmare in Orlando, we've sampled some of this week's reports by Pacifica Radio News and Free Speech Radio News and added our own on-scene sound and some relevant music.
The world turned upside down. The world turned upside down.
Good evening. It's Monday, June 13th. From Pacifica Radio, KPFA in Berkeley, KPFK in Los Angeles, this is the Evening News with Gabriela Castellan. I'm Mark Miracle. The White House and the FBI said today the gunman whose attack on a gay nightclub left 49 victims dead appears to have been a homegrown extremist who espoused support for a jumble of often conflicting Islamic radical groups. As Orlando mourned its dead with flowers, candles, and vigils, counterterrorism investigators dug into the background of 29-year-old Omar Mateen for clues to why the American-born Muslim carried out the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. FBI Director James Comey said Mateen was clearly radicalized, at least in part, via the Internet. The FBI chief also defended the Bureau's handling of Mateen during two previous investigations into his apparent terrorist sympathies, saying he didn't think there was anything the FBI should have done differently. More details of the bloodbath emerged, with Orlando Police Chief John Mina saying Mateen was cool and calm during phone calls with police negotiators. But the chief said he decided to send the SWAT team in and bash through a wall after Mateen holed up with hostages in a bathroom and began to talk about bombs and an explosive vest. The chief said he knew there would be an imminent loss of life.
We used our armored vehicle, the Bearcat armored vehicle, to punch a hole in that wall and defeat the wall. So there's a hole in the wall about 2 feet off the ground and about 2 or 3 feet wide. We were able to rescue dozens and dozens of people that came out of that hole. The suspect came out of that hole himself, armed with a handgun and a long gun, engaged in a gun battle with officers where he was ultimately killed.
Five of the some 50 wounded were reported in grave condition, meaning the death toll could rise. A call went out for blood donations. In Orlando, mourners piled bouquets around a makeshift memorial, and people broke down in tears and held their hands to their faces while passing through the growing collection of flowers, candles, and signs about a mile from the site of the massacre. The tragedy hit the city's gay and Latino communities especially hard. It was Latino night at the club when the attack occurred.
If you go through that list of family members, we have a lot of individuals from Puerto Rico. We have a wonderful Puerto Rican community.
Florida Governor Rick Scott.
I have a young lady, KJ Morris, that just moved here from Hawaii to take care of mother and grandmother. I have an individual that Louis Velma that works at Harry Potter. I was just there last week. So you think these are people that we interact with every day of our lives.
Omar Mateen's father said his son recently got angry when he saw two men kissing in Miami. In brief remarks today, Sadiq Mateen, who is a U.S. citizen who immigrated from Afghanistan, said the entire family was shocked by his son Omar's actions.
We are all, my family is completely, we are shocked. They can't believe what did he do. My principle as a father, my principle as a U.S. citizen, I've been throughout my life against terrorism, against injustice, against what anyone can do against the United States.
For domestic violence advocates, though, there were some warning signs, like others who've gone on to carry out murderous acts. Mateen physically and emotionally abused his former wife, who spoke to reporters.
In the beginning, he was a normal being that cared about family, loved to joke, loved to have fun. But then a few months after we were married, I saw his instability, and I saw that he was bipolar and he would get mad out of nowhere. That's when I started worrying about my safety, and then after a few months, he started abusing me physically very often, and not allowing me to speak to my family, keeping me hostage from them. And I tried to see the good in him even then, but my family was very tuned into what I was going through and decided to visit me and rescue me out of that situation.
That's the Orlando assailant Omar Mateen's former wife. Nell Abram of Free Speech Radio News has more in this report from Tampa, Florida.
We are not afraid.
Hundreds of mourners gathered Sunday evening in Tampa's historic Ybor City to share their grief and express their anger after the massacre at the prominent Pulse Gay Club in nearby Orlando. Michael Martinez formerly worked security at the club and explains that it was much more than just a gay bar.
Pulse is a place where the international community really comes together, because you get people, you know, when I work the door, I see IDs from all over the country, all over the world, and people just get there because they can be themselves, they can be at ease. You didn't have altercations, you didn't have any problems. Everybody was accepting.
Gunman Omar Mateen entered Pulse about 2 a.m. Sunday morning. Armed with a semi-automatic AR-15 and a handgun, he opened fire, indiscriminately shooting more than 100 patrons. As people trapped inside frantically texted their loved ones and word of the massacre spread through social media, family and friends flocked to the scene. By the time the sun rose, anguished families, desperate for information, gathered at a nearby hospital.
Edward Sotomayor Jr., he was 24. Stanley Almodovar III, he was 23.
President Barack Obama addressed the nation just hours after the end of the siege, and again Monday morning, saying the U.S. has to grapple with combating organized terrorist groups overseas while also identifying homegrown extremists influenced by sexist and homophobic ideologies.
If we have self-radicalized individuals in this country, they are going to be very difficult oftentimes to find ahead of time. And how easy it is for them to obtain weapons is, in some cases, going to make a difference as to whether they're able to carry out attacks like this or not. And we make it very easy for individuals who are troubled or disturbed or want to engage in violent acts to get very powerful weapons very quickly. And that's a problem. It's a problem regardless of their motivations. It's a problem for a young man who can walk into a church in South Carolina and murder 9 people who offered to pray with him. It's a problem, you know, when an angry young man on a college campus decides to shoot people because he feels disrespected. It's certainly a problem when we have organizations like ISIL or Al-Qaeda who are actively trying to promote violence and are doing so very effectively over the internet.
People who knew Mateen have said he was both aggressive and homophobic. The FBI interviewed him 3 times since 2013 for allegedly making pro-extremist statements and after a member of his mosque carried out a suicide attack in Syria. FBI Director James Comey described the erratic allegiances claimed by the shooter during brief calls with 911 operators in the midst of the siege.
He said he was doing this for the leader of ISIL, who he named and pledged loyalty to, but he also appeared to claim solidarity with the perpetrators of the Boston Marathon bombing and solidarity with a Florida man who died as a suicide bomber in Syria for Al-Nusra Front, a group in conflict with the so-called Islamic State. The bombers at the Boston Marathon and the suicide bomber from Florida were not inspired by ISIL, which adds a little bit to the confusion about his motives. And of course, we're working to understand what role anti-gay bigotry may have played in motivating this attack, an attack that occurred during the very month when we recognize and celebrate our LGBT brothers and sisters.
Law enforcement held regular press briefings throughout the day Sunday, and politicians hastened to the microphones as well. Ashley Green is with the Tampa Bay area Dream Defenders. She told the crowd at the Sunday vigil,
"I started to see Marco Rubio and Rick Scott and Pam Bondi, people who have literally threatened the safety of the very people at that club, get up and talk about mourning."
Green was referring to Florida's Republican senator, its governor, and the state attorney general.
"I want to know if they mourned when they fought for bathroom bills, when they fought against anti-bullying laws, when they fought against gay marriage, when they fought against people in the military, when they fought to get families deported, when they fought or got up and made a stump speech and a kid who was at that club that night had to hear some racial slur about going back to their country. Let's not forget that this was Latin night at Pulse. And the victims were the same people that they claimed to mourn yet want to get out of the state of Florida."
As candles were lit at the Tampa vigil, silence fell over the crowd. After a few moments of quiet reflection under an exquisite Florida sunset, people quietly placed their candles around an improvised Pulse memorial set up on the sidewalk and slowly made their way back down the historic avenue.
Amen, amen, amen.
Nell Abram, FSRN, Tampa.
This is an attack on humanity itself.
Lady Gaga joined another one of the thousands of memorial vigils that encircled the globe, this one at the mouth of City Hall in Los Angeles.
"I hope you know that myself and so many are your allies. Millions of people around the world believe in you. You are not alone. You are not alone. Tonight, Orlando, we are united with you, and we are here to remember."
This is the Pacifica Evening News. With Mark Miracle, I'm Gabriela Castellan. The two presumptive presidential nominees responded to the tragedy in Orlando. Democrat Hillary Clinton, speaking in Cleveland, said there was still a lot to learn about the killer.
"We know that he pledged allegiance to ISIS, that they are now taking credit, and that part of their strategy is to radicalize individuals and encourage attacks against the United States, even if they are not coordinated with ISIS leadership. But there's a lot we still don't know, including what other mix of motives drove him to kill."
Republican Donald Trump called for a suspension of immigration to the United States from countries which, in his words, had a proven history of terrorism against the West.
The killer, whose name I will not use or ever say, was born in Afghan, of Afghan parents, who immigrated to the United States. His father published support for the Afghan Taliban, a regime which murders those who don't share its radical views, and they murdered plenty. The father even said he was running for president of Afghanistan. The bottom line is that the only reason the killer was in America in the first place was because we allowed his family to come here. That is a fact, and it's a fact we need to talk about. We have a dysfunctional immigration system which does not permit us to know who we let into our country, and it does not permit us to protect our citizens properly.
This is Bishop Gene Robinson, and you are listening to This Way Out, the International LGBT Radio Magazine.
Good evening. It's Tuesday, June 14th. This is the Pacifica Evening News. With Mark Miracle, I'm Gabriela Castellan.
President Obama today vehemently responded to presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump's proposal to suspend immigration from countries with a history of terrorism in response to the Orlando massacre. Rebecca Foster reports from Washington.
U.S. President Barack Obama blasted Donald Trump's plan to bar Muslims from immigrating to the U.S., calling it dangerous, sloppy, and un-American. He said proposals like Mr. Trump's are likely to increase the problem of radicalization by fueling the notion that the U.S. government is anti-Muslim. He said America was founded on the values of pluralism and freedom of religion.
And if we ever abandon those values, we would not only make it a lot easier to radicalize people here and around the world, but we would have betrayed the very things we are trying to protect. The pluralism and the openness, our rule of law, our civil liberties, the very things that make this country great, the very things that make us exceptional. And then the terrorists would have won. And we cannot let that happen. I will not let that happen.
Days after the deadliest mass shooting in recent U.S. history, patrons of the Pulse Club reported that 29-year-old Omar Mateen was a regular. That's raising questions about whether Mateen was conflicted about his own sexuality. Reporters spoke to several people about Mateen's presence at the Pulse. One person said he was trying to pick up men. Another said sometimes Mateen would sit in the corner and drink by himself. And other times he would get so drunk he was loud and belligerent. One man talked to the Orlando Sentinel about Mateen.
He was drinking with another guy at one time. A lot of it don't make sense, and we're never going to know.
Another said Mateen had messaged him on a gay dating app. The FBI became aware of Mateen in 2013 when co-workers reported that the private security guard claimed to have family connections to Al-Qaeda and to be a member of Hezbollah, too. Mateen was also quoted as saying he hoped law enforcement would raid his apartment and assault his wife and child so that he could martyr himself. The FBI launched a 10-month preliminary investigation following Mateen, reviewing his communications and questioning him. Mateen claimed he made the remarks in anger because co-workers were teasing him and discriminating against him as a Muslim, and the FBI eventually closed the case.
He's shooting everyone that's already dead on the floor, making sure they're dead.
26-year-old Angel Colon was trapped inside the Pulse nightclub while the shooting happened. He was shot multiple times in his leg, in his hand, and in his hip, and was trampled over by others trying to escape the club. Despite all this, he managed to survive. He described the horrifying ordeal.
I was able to peek over, and I can just see him shooting at everyone. And I can hear the shotguns closer, and I look over, and he shoots the girl next to me. And I'm just there laying down. I'm thinking, I'm next. I'm dead. So I don't know how, but by the glory of God, he shoots towards my head, but it hits my hand.
Rebecca Foster reporting.
This is a hate crime, plain and simple.
Niyad Awad, the National Director of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, repudiated the attack.
We condemn it in the strongest possible terms. It violates our principles as Americans and as Muslims. Let me be clear. We have no tolerance for extremism of any kind. We must not tolerate hateful rhetoric that incites violence against minorities.
Hey, are you sad that 50 pedophiles were killed today? No, I think that's great.
Sacramento Baptist preacher Roger Jimenez delivered a Sunday sermon hours after the attack on the Orlando nightclub, praising the massacre.
I think that helps society. You know, I think Orlando, Florida is a little safer tonight. I wish the government would round them all up, put them up against a firing wall, put a firing squad in front of them, and blow their brains out.
This is the Pacifica Evening News with Mark Miracle. I'm Gabriela Castellan.
When senseless acts of tragedy remind us that nothing here is promised, we live through times when hate and fear seem stronger. We rise and fall and light from dying embers, remembrances that hope and love last longer. And love is 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 love cannot be killed or swept aside. I sing Vanessa's symphony, Eliza tells her story. Now fill the world with music, love, and pride.
Hamilton creator Lin-Manuel Miranda paid tribute to the Orlando Pulse Massacre victims at the June 12th Tony Awards. This story continues to unfold. Authorities are now investigating the possible complicity of Martine's second wife, Noor Salman, in the attack. She initially cooperated with authorities, but her whereabouts are now not publicly known.
Love conquers hate!
More than 500 demonstrators held rainbow flags and signs that read Pride Over Prejudice outside the Verity Baptist Church of Sacramento preacher Roger Jimenez on June 19th. They came to condemn his celebration of the Orlando massacre during last Sunday's sermon. Jimenez has refused to recant, telling reporters this week that God has put a death sentence on LGBT people. Meanwhile, a handful of Democrats stormed out of the House of Representatives as yet another moment of silence was held in the chamber to honor the latest victims of gun violence. They were protesting their Republican colleagues' failure to grapple with gun control issues beyond such empty tributes to the dead. As for his motives, did Omar Martine explode at the intersections of jihadist zeal, mental illness, and a lethally conflicted closet? Sadly, as that Pulse regular observed,
we're never gonna know.
Everybody's got a pain inside. Imaginary wounds they fight to hide. How can I hate them? Everybody's got a pulse. I dream in a world that wants my soul. It tells me if I hate, I can control. But I don't believe it. I cannot conceive it. 'Cause everybody's got a pulse. I am human. I am love. My heart beats with my blood. Love will always win underneath the skin. Everybody's got a pulse. Once again I hang my head to cry. I can't find a reason why they died. We will find the answer blowing in the wind. But everybody's got a pulse. I am human, I am love, and my heart beats with
my blood, love will always win. Underneath the skin, everybody's got a pulse. Who you gonna hate now, when there's no one left but you? Who are you gonna gun down, if you can't kill the truth? That's inside of us, it's inside our blood, it's inside of us. I am human, I am love, and my heart beats in my blood. Love will always win. Underneath the skin, everybody's got a pulse.
Everybody's got a pulse.
I am human, I am love, and my heart beats in my blood. Love will always win. Underneath the skin, everybody's got a pulse. Everybody's got a pulse. Everybody's got a pulse.
That was a This Way Out edit of Pulse by Melissa Etheridge. The Advocate reported that the full-length single is expected to go on sale soon, with proceeds benefiting the Sunshine State's biggest LGBT advocacy organization, Equality Florida. That group reported late this week that close to $6 million has been raised thus far for the families and survivors of the Orlando massacre. A press release noted that the vast majority came from a GoFundMe campaign that has drawn more than 110,000 contributors from across the world and pledges from corporate sponsors and grassroots fundraising efforts locally and globally. Thanks for tuning in to This Way Out, the international LGBT radio magazine. Thanks this week to our own Lucia Chappelle and to Pacifica Radio's Mark Miracle, Gabrielle Castellone, and Rebecca Foster, and to Nell Abram of Free Speech Radio News. Some of the music you heard came from Hamilton and from out duo Eli Lieb and Brandon Shea's Pulse, also available on YouTube. Kim Wilson composed and performed our theme music. This Way Out thanks the Kicking Assets Fund of the Tides Foundation, the Yavanna Foundation, the estate of Christopher David Trentum, our contributing affiliate stations, and you, our listener supporters, for making this program possible. Email tworadio@aol.com or write to us at P.O. Box 1065, Los Angeles, California, 90078, USA. For associate producer Alicia Chappelle and everyone at This Way Out, I'm Greg Gordon. Thanks for listening online at thiswayout.org and on WGOT Gainesville, Florida, KKRP Collington, Oklahoma, 7THE Hobart, Tasmania, and more than 200 other stations around the world, including this community radio station. And we're all going to stay tuned.